Bronzers, welcome to Bronze Up Babe. I am your host, Taryn Luquin, Sunless Mentor, Spray Tan Trainer, and YouTuber from beautiful Los Angeles and Orange County. If you are in the sunless industry and are looking for answers, you are at the right podcast. I will be sharing how to grow your business with marketing and business operations, sunless tips, encouragement, and more. And if you want more, please make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Paradise Airbrush Tanning Spray Tan Academy. And also, join our Facebook private group, Spray Tan Experts, Educating the Right Way. Now let's keep it real and sit down. Happy Sunday. It is February the 10th, which means it's a couple more days until Valentine's Day. Today I wanted to talk to you about a topic that I've been pondering to discuss, but you know what I decided? Let's do it. Let's talk about it because I'm not the only one that's going through a certain something. There are other people out there that are probably going through the same thing I'm going through or similar. Maybe in the sunless industry, maybe in a different industry. But let's talk truth. Let's be real. As we know, there are some people who have competition and they are friends. They work with them. They help each other out and they rise together as a company. Then there are some who don't give a rat's ass about their competition and just do their own thing. And then there are some who stay in their lane, but their competition ends up coming into their lane too. Now, how many of us can relate with one of the three that I just mentioned? I can. With number three, which is the last one I mentioned, you can only do so much. Such as, you know, you could ignore it, hoping it'll go away, which sometimes it doesn't. You can have a conversation to that person about their bad human behavior, but if you do that, that may not work as well. Or you could just laugh it off and move on. It's your choice. But from experience, ignoring it allows a person to continue on with their bad human behavior. Now, with talking to the person, that person can listen to what you have to say, but then disregard everything you said and continue to go on with their bad behavior. The results may not be good when you talk to a person. And this could actually be frustrating because it can be a distraction to you if you let it. Before, it used to get to me. Now, it's whatever. I laugh about it now. I think it's actually pretty stupid. But let me tell you a little story about my experience and what I've been through. And maybe you guys can relate to this, or, you know, maybe it's something to think about because hopefully it doesn't happen to you. But if it does, you know, you'll know how to handle it. Well, there is a girl who has been in the sunless industry since 2014, and I didn't know her until October 2015, which is where we met on Facebook in a forum, and we were okay with each other, you know, we were cordial, talking, you know, shop, and she was telling me how another spray tan artist near her was copying her and everything she did with her business. This girl and I were cool until January the 2016. She ended up accusing me of copying her blog. And when that happened, I was thinking to myself, am I starting to see a pattern here with accusing others of copying her? And now she's copying me? So I was actually taken back a little when she accused me, but I showed her my work. I showed her my screenshots, proof, and how our blogs were different. Of course, you know, some things are going to be similar because we are in the same industry. Hello. But I did prove to her that I was not a copycat. And I told her, why would I do that? I like to do things with integrity. I'm not one to go steal other people's content. Sorry, not me. But she didn't buy it. So I thought, okay, whatever. I mean, hello, I've been in this industry since 2005, and I started blogging since February 2015. Probably way before she even started blogging. Oh, wait, started in 2014? So, of course, truly her blogs and my blogs, they were different, but she still accused me, you know, with nothing to back her up, no proof to back her up. And I was actually told that she was talking about me from other people in our industry. So I messaged her and told her politely to please stop, and she said she doesn't have time or the energy to speak good or bad about me. Now, that was actually a big fat lie because she did talk about me to other people. And when she said she didn't have the time or energy to talk about me, good or bad, that was false because there's proof that she did. Not only that, though, but she slandered my name, sent me a fake cease and desist letter, impersonating a law firm, which now I actually deal with that law firm. So the lawyers in that law firm I do use, amongst others, if I need to take care of legal matters. But, you know, I ended up thinking, damn, this girl has issues. You know, it's like she says to others till this day that she has been dealing with me for 4 to 5 years now. Now, I think to myself, why would she be saying to others that she's been dealing with me for 4 to 5 years? I've only known of her since, what, the end of 2015, the beginning of 2016? Hello? We are now in 2019, so if you add it up, definitely doesn't add up to 4 years. Sorry. So, there's another lie right there from her. But now, I laugh, because it all started in 2016, so let's get off the drugs. Get her, you know, she needs to get her facts straight. She needs to definitely get off the drugs and get her facts straight, because this is just ridiculous by spreading lies about other people. That's not even true. I will say, though, this experience with her made me a stronger person. And it seems like others are waking up seeing her lies as well. People come to me, you know, saying, wow, I can't believe she said that. Or, wow, do you believe she's doing this? Personally, I can give a rat's ass, but it's like, okay, whatever. You know, if you saw that or heard that, you know, with what she's doing or saying, hey, so be it. And it's funny because this girl, she puts on a nice act to everybody, but behind a computer, she's another story that many don't see. They only see the niceness of her when she's doing a live or what have you. But behind, you know, a computer, there's definitely another side to her. Me and many other people see it. And then she goes off and claims that me, I'm not a creative person. Let's see here. I want to say a big freaking ha 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 there because, for one, not that I'm into astrological signs, but I'm an Aries, and Aries people tend to be creative and leaders, which is why I am a spray tan trainer. I love to lead others to success, and which is another reason why is I love art. I took many art classes in the past and love to draw. I love to airbrush and arts, oil paints. My creative mind is always going. I can be sleeping and creativity will come to me. But like I said, when this experience with her happened to me, back then, in 2016, other spray tan artists started coming out of the woodwork and said that she accused them, too, of copying from her when it was those spray tan artists' work. So basically what she does is, this girl, she accuses others of copying her when it's their own work. How the hell does that work? It's like, no. And so this definitely is a pattern from her. Now, regardless of some people believe her, you know, that she's in the right or whatnot, hey, whatever, you know, I just hope one day they wake up and see the true her. But at least now, I know that this is a pattern from her. And now I know that I was in the right all along. Me, I do things with integrity. I'm not one to copy others or go on to others' lane. I like to stay on my lane personally because it's simple. It's drama-free. I worry about myself only. And I tend to my business only, not others. Now, if others need help in their business, you know, I'm always happy to help them out. But a lot of things, though, that I found from this girl, it didn't add up. And, I mean, hello, this girl, you know, she started spray tanning in 2014, and then a half year later, all of a sudden she's a trainer? I think it takes time to, you know, personally, it takes time to become a spray tan trainer. For me, it was until 4 years later, after I started my business, that I became a trainer. And the reason why it took that long for me to become a trainer is because I didn't want to half-ass anything like many do. I wanted to do things right. I wanted to put thought into the things I do before I did them. I'm not one to half-ass anything in life. But, you know, one thing that I found, and this is what many, including my lawyer, have told me. They have told me, when you're big and successful, and your name is out there, the jealous ones end up coming out. They attack you, and they try to bring you down. You know, I believe that. I honestly believe that is true because that is what this girl is doing to me. And she won't stop. Till this day, she won't stop. But as many said to me as well, you're doing something right if you got haters. I agree. I don't want haters. Don't need them. It's like, okay, but what am I to do, you know? When she would attack me, when she started her crap and she used to attack me, still attacks me. But back then, I would attack her back. But that was because she attacked me first. And that was back then when it first started happening. But I thought, you know what? Okay, I need to be a little more professional about this because me attacking her, you know, on social media, just like she attacked me first on social media, which, by the way, on her behalf, she did, she slandered my name. And, well, that's actually a lawsuit. Same thing with impersonating a law firm, too. That's a criminal issue there. But I don't attack her on social media anymore. I now laugh, you know, because it's like, okay, she obviously doesn't have anything better to do. You know, any chance she gets to slander my name, she'll do it. You know, she can go ahead and pick a topic and all of a sudden, oh, and by the way, this person who copied me and copied my blogs and copied this and this and this. It's like, lady, you need to really get over yourself because it's not all about you. We're all in the same industry. I do my thing, you do your thing. Shit, how do I know you're not copying me, for instance? I mean, I'm the one that's been in the industry longer than you have. Hello? Yeah, she needs to grow up a lot. But yeah, now I just laugh at it and continue on building my empire and continue with growing success. I don't have time for BS little things. You know, it's like, no. I wish her well, though. I realize, though, that she sees me as a threat and wants to be up high on the totem pole. But, you know, one has to work really hard to get there. And you can't half-ass your way to the top like this girl's doing. Many see it. Many people are also ignorant, too, and don't see it. But I just continue on being me and doing me. I sleep better and feel better knowing that I'm not misleading anybody in my industry or half-assing anything. I can truly say that I am happy that I'm an inspiration to many and am able to help others grow and succeed in their business. People have told me, hey, Taryn, thank you for all you have done. I'm happy to hear that because that tells me that I'm making a difference in someone else's life in a great way. And one thing I told myself was, I will never let my ego get the best of me. I'm sure many see others letting their ego get the best of them by the way they sound or act, especially when it comes to money. But yeah, I will never let my ego get the best of me. I will never let money change me. I was always told that when you are blessed with money, you want to give back to others. So it's kind of like saying you want to share your blessings, you know, which in my life and since I've had my son's business, God has truly blessed me in many, 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 many ways, which is why I feel stupid little things such as jealous people coming out trying to attack me. I'll admit, in the beginning it bugged, but now it's like, bring it on, bitch. Let's do this. Those people are not going to win because I'm going to continue being strong and I'm going to continue doing what I need to do to be successful and help others. So I ask you all this. How do you handle situations similar to mine if you are in one? And here's something to think about for you all. On a closing note, did you know that a true Reiki healer can have absolutely no energy towards others or slander others. Something for you guys to think about. And this I know because I do have a friend who is a true Reiki healer. And she was telling me that it takes years to become a healer. You cannot just go take a course, take a class, and all of a sudden say, I'm a Reiki healer. She says it doesn't work that way. There's a lot more to master Reiki. So there's something to think about right there. Anyhow, guys, I want to hear your comments on what you've done if you were in a situation similar to mine. What have you done? And I will close it out right here. So let's hear your comments. And if you have listened to this podcast, please follow us, subscribe, like our podcast. We would love to hear reviews. I'm also going to be adding in new podcasts. I'm going to try to do probably monthly because I don't want to overflood podcasts. Maybe I'll do it twice a month. But just don't want to, you know, get people like, oh my gosh, you're doing another podcast again. Anyhow, guys, I love you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the Sunday. And I will talk to you later. Bye.